Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Festival. Angela Cherby here with Debbie Honeywood and Chris Hitchin, the actors of Ken Loach's film Sorry We Miss You, here in competition. Good morning. And Debbie, listen, how did you know Ken Loach before? Have you seen many of his movies?
Well, when I was in high school, I had to read Kestrel for a Knave in English, which was one of the lessons that I was allowed to be in because I was a bit naughty at school. And it really got me, and I watched the film with my brothers. My brothers are older, and my older brothers have always loved him because he brought working class people, he brought them the stories. He's a bit of a hero to them, and I love films, so I started getting into watching all sorts of films, but particularly Kes for me was brilliant. And then I like his point of view on lots of things, so he's a bit of a hero to everyone really, and especially in Newcastle when he did I, Daniel Blake, it's like wow, like that's amazing. And it was enough when I answered an advert for a bit of a, well, I thought, oh, I might get a little part in the background, I'll do that. So this advert came and I was sat with my husband and I said, I'm going to have a go at that. And he went, yeah, that sounds like you, do it. 40-year-old woman, 2 kids. And my best friend sent me it at the same time. And I went, oh, it's fate, I'll say yes. I had to send a selfie video, not self-tape, I don't know what that is, but it is one, I did one. I videoed it in my kitchen after doing PE all day, because I was doing cover at the time. And then I had to meet him for a drink. That was enough. And then it just went on and on and on. And then I found out I got the main leading part. And I was like, are you mad? Like I texted him, are you sure? Like, really? And then it just carried on from there, and that's it. And I made a film and from them. And that is all the things that I've ever dreamed of. I'm getting emotional. If my husband was here, he would be, because they're literally falling out of cupboards.
Keith, has it been the same for you? So the red carpet, after having done a movie with Ken Loach, how was it?
I told somebody yesterday in another interview that my wife used to joke when I first got back into acting years ago. She says, the only red carpet you're ever going to go on is the red rug in the bathroom, because in our bathroom we had a red rug on the floor. And then the other night when we were at the start of the carpet, and my wife was obviously going off and we were getting ready to go, she turned around to me and she says, well, I think you stepped up from the red rug in the bathroom. So, yeah, no, it's interesting, isn't it? The things that people say to you years before, and an event happens, and then when the event happens, you think back to that time and think, hang on a second, we had this discussion years ago, and now it's here, now it's actually happened, and it's...
You worked with them briefly time ago, and then you had to step away from acting, right?
Yeah, because what happened at that time was... I had a friend who was a bass guitarist in a tribute band, and his girlfriend had kicked him out, and he was sleeping on our settee. And I went in work one morning with my dad. It's me and my dad are plumbers. Well, I was. And we'd had an argument over a piece of toast because he was late getting in the van. So I ended up driving back home and I didn't go in work. And Matt told me he had this audition in Sheffield. So I said, right, okay. I said, I'll take you. So we went over to Sheffield. And when we got there, Matt had obviously gone in for the audition. And I was just sat waiting for him to give him the lift. And Ken popped his head round the door and said, do you want to come in? So I went, well, yeah, all right. And I ended up going in. And then he called me up. And then I went back. And then I went back again. And then an agent got in touch with me and they said, oh, they've got you in mind for the lead role in the film. Because Film 4 were producing it. And unfortunately, how it is in the business, if you haven't got a profile, sometimes the people with the money won't put the money on the table because they don't trust, you know, who's going to be... Because it's a big risk, isn't it? You know, and Ken takes them big risks. But at that time, for whatever reason, he couldn't quite do it the way he wanted to do it, and... So, yeah, so it didn't work out. But he still asked me to come on the day of filming, and he said, we'll work you into the film somehow, but I went for the day. It was a really long day. It was raining. It was up north. Sherry, my wife, had a son. She's got a son that was two at the time. And we started getting serious about one another. So I had to make the decision on what I did with my life and how it was going to affect them. So I decided to put everything that I wanted on the back burner and just focus on doing the right thing and working and getting a house and looking after my family. So I did that.
Which are the most important things did you learn from Ken Loach?
Be respectful. Speak to everyone as you want to be spoken to. Compassion. He's just amazing. He really is just the loveliest man. The hospital scene, he knew everyone's name. He spoke to everybody. And he's just so sharp, isn't he? He knows exactly what you're doing when you think he's not even looking at you. So we were like having a bit of a...
Oh, yeah.
In between takes, we were like having a little bit of a giggle. And he kept catching us, didn't he?
Yeah.
He just doesn't miss a trick. He's just lovely.
The thing is, so Ken's partially sighted.
Yeah.
And what I tried to do was work out which side he couldn't see me on. But even no matter which side I went on, he'd still see me. So I think the partially sighted thing, I think he might be kidding me on there. I think it might be a bit of a trick. No,
he's
partially sighted.
Very good as well.
Yeah, his hearing is.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, that's how he casts his actors and that's how he works his scenes. He doesn't use monitors, he sometimes turns away from the action and he plays it all with his ear.
He likes to hear your voice.
He teaches you a lot about how to keep on top of your game and, you know, and there's an in-joke in the Loach fraternity that, what is it now, puddings kill creativity.
Desserts kill creativity, so I literally haven't eaten dessert.
Debbie, let's talk about the hospital scene. It was very intense on screen. How was it for you shooting it?
It was really, really liberating and cool. And as the scenes went on, I added more.
Every take got bigger and bigger.
Every take and every insult got worse. And it was that morning. I hadn't worked with him because obviously he works with Chris and I'm a poor little lady that goes around on her own looking after everyone else, the caregiver, the care worker. So I work on my own completely. So that morning when we shot the scene, I had a coffee with Ross, but he half warmed me up. But yeah, it was great. But that, for me personally, that was the hardest scene, because when I got there and I saw how many people were looking at me, that was big. So I had to really give it the beans, didn't I?
Give it the beans,
give it
you
the
did.
Beans. I yeah. Give it the beans. And he was cheering me on. And in the first take, I got the fist pump from Ken. So every time you get a fist pump,
fist pump, you've done the right thing.
Because you can't see, but you know you've done it. And the thumb up, and sometimes I get the squeeze on the hand.
No, it's not an easy thing to do, that particular scene, for any actor, really, you know, regardless of who they are the world over, because there was a good page and a half of dialogue
in there. It was, and it was really, and you know, it was coming to the end, and you're really emotional. And when, I'll be dead honest, I was going somewhere else and I heard him getting hit, I heard the scene, and I felt, I almost went like to go and get him. I felt sick. It was horrible. And then when I saw the state of him, what was I like? I was in tears. I didn't like it. It was just bizarre.
Keith, you mentioned meeting a driver from Amazon, even if the film, this is not about it, because there are many other companies, delivery companies, that works with, like Amazon does, with similar policies. But how did you make your search?
In the run up to it, obviously you do go and do research because you like to be as prepared as possible. I spoke, luckily I knew a couple of people that were self-employed drivers, so I spoke to them. But trying to get to go out with a self-employed driver is another thing altogether, because they can't take you out because they're not insured to take you out. There's a lot of restrictions on. I mean, that comes across in the film anyway, because Maloney pulls Ricky up about his own daughter. So it was quite difficult getting the amount of research that you want, I went online, I watched quite a lot of videos on YouTube, but again, the videos on YouTube are quite mixed, you know, they don't really get to the core of what really is the issue with delivery drivers. But we managed to get half a day at a delivery company in Newcastle, and we went there and spoke to the manager and we spoke to a couple of drivers, and so he gave us a little bit of an insight. But it's, you know, it's like anything in the services industry, because I was a gas engineer for a long time working for rental properties, I had spent days where I had, you know, 10, 12 boiler services to do, having to jump in my van, driving across different parts of Manchester, getting to properties at certain times to do my job, and, you know, and if I didn't get there and they'd gone out, I wouldn't get paid, it'd be a wasted journey, and, you know, so, or if you don't get there and that landlord isn't happy because you didn't get there, all of a sudden you've probably lost 20, 30 houses that you have on your round for the year. So the stress of the job that I'd already done, you know, 5 years previous, added to playing the part of Ricky, really, it was quite helpful.
Well, thank you very much to Debbie Honeywood and Chris Hitchin, the actors of the film Sorry We Missed You by Ken Loach, in competition here at the Cannes Festival. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.